Hello and welcome to Brasscast. I'm Lucas Burns. And this week, Peter and I are proud to be presenting the Territorial Brass from Arizona in the USA. Now, this is not a standard style brass band as we normally play on this podcast, but they are a living history brass band based near Phoenix. And they research and perform the music played by brass bands in Arizona during her territorial period, which was from 1863 to 1912. The band was designated Arizona's official historic brass band in 1991 and was recently recognized as an Arizona Culture Keeper by the Arizona Historical Foundation. They've performed at the Great American Brass Band Festival in Kentucky and the 1993 presidential inaugural parade in Washington, D.C. The music in the podcast will be Pienso en Ti, Ragtime Cowboy Joe, Bell of Cincinnati March, Handel's See the Conquering Hero Comes, and Zacatecas, I think it might be called. I don't know how to pronounce Mexican words, but hopefully that's close. And we'll have an interview with Don Larry, the manager and founder of the band. The first piece we're going to hear is Pienso en Ti, which was composed by Federico Ronstadt, Linda Ronstadt's grandfather, who directed a band in Tucson during the 1890s. It's arranged by Sheila Foraker, who is E-flat cornetist for this band. Thank you. And that was Penso NT, composed by Federico Ronstadt and performed by this week's featured band, Territorial Brass. Now, if you're wondering about the instrumentation, they have one E-flat cornet, one B-flat cornet, a flugel, two E-flat tenors, two euphoniums, one who also plays trombone when needed, a piccolo player, drums, and a vocalist. And we'll hear the vocalist now. The vocalist is Cindy Tesma Anderson, and the piece is Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Ragtime Cowboy Joe, and I think I forgot to mention the tuba as well in the instrumentation of this band, because the tuba player, Paul Green, arranged that piece. It was sung by Cindy Tesma Anderson. And now let's hear from Don Larry, the manager and founder of the Territorial Brass.
Today on the program we have Don Larry, who is the driving force behind the Territorial Brass from Phoenix, Arizona in the United States. Don, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Don, can you tell us about the band's beginnings?
Certainly. In 1987, a local museum asked me if I could assemble a small brass band to play period music for their Territorial Day celebration. And that was the genesis of Territorial Brass. Word quickly got around to other museums and communities, and they soon started booking us to perform similar functions. I began to realize that if we were going to be the living history resource everyone expected, we ought to strive for authenticity. So while at these museums, I went through their collections and discovered vintage photographs of local bands going back to the 1880s. And there were scores of brass bands across the territory in mining camps and early settlements. From these photographs, I had uniforms made to look properly the part. And when we play indoor concerts, those same photos are now part of our slideshow we show during our that accompanies the music. At the same time, I poured through microfilm archives of contemporary newspapers to learn more about the bands and who they were and what they did and what they played. And fortunately, many of the newspapers of the day published programs of upcoming Saturday afternoon concerts in the park, and I made a list of those titles.
Oh, fantastic.
And then I wrote to the Library of Congress and other band music libraries and with this list to find these same pieces. And they indeed had some of them in their repositories.
Ah.
And our music collection has grown to over 300 titles.
Gosh, that's...
And some of these we couldn't find, so we arranged them ourselves. And then we can put on an authentic brass band concert as was actually played during the early days of Arizona. And some of it's been documented on our CD recording, Distant Horns. And most of them have never been recorded by anybody else before.
Oh. Oh, that's fantastic. What made you produce the CD?
Well, we thought we needed to document some of these for historical purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, we were designated by Governor's Proclamation as Arizona's official historical brass band. And recently, by the Arizona Historical Foundation as an Arizona Culture Keeper.
Okay. Now, what sort of occasions have you played for?
Well, for the most part, it's been for museums, sometimes often for statehood days, which is in February. But we play at different venues during the year, and it's always by invitation.
Oh, okay. Have you traveled out of state at all?
We have. In fact, we performed at the Great American Brass Band Festival in Kentucky and at a presidential inauguration parade in Washington, D.C.
Wow, that's fantastic. What's going on over the next summer, say, that people could come and listen to you at?
Well, our engagements over the years have been staple appearances annually, and there have been a variety of new venues each year, but this year, the museums are struggling financially as their budgets are tight, and our usual gigs are now languishing in tentative status. Presently, we're waiting to hear from Tombstone and Prescott whether they're going to be able to book us this year, but we do have a confirmed engagement in Phoenix upcoming in October. Our present appearances are posted on our website, www.territorialbrass.com. On the bright side, however, we are in communication with the Shrine to Music Museum in Vermilion, South Dakota, for them to sponsor our travel there at their invitation to present a couple of concerts this summer. And we're also looking to the possibility for us to represent Arizona again at the presidential inaugural parade next January.
Oh, fantastic. Well, now talk about the makeup of the band. What sort of instruments and so on?
Well, it's a small ensemble of about 8 brass and a piccolo drums, and we have a vocalist, a wonderful, wonderful vocalist. And but that's about the size of the brass bands that were in Arizona during the territorial days. All the brass are conical, aside from the occasional use of trombone and the piccolo, of course.
Mm-hmm. So, do you ever get to play the didgeridoo? I noticed on your website you're multi-talented.
Well, on occasion, we do get to feature the didgeridoo, but mostly as a novelty.
Oh, okay. What about the plans for the future? What have you got going on in the next few years?
Well, 4 years from now, the year 2012 marks the centennial of Arizona's statehood, and we hope to have a major role in observances and communities around the state then. And that's where we're now placing our focus, hoping to produce another CD recording by them. And that year will also mark the 25th year of Territorial Brass.
Oh, fantastic. Well, today on the program, you've been listening to Don Lowry, who's the driving force behind the Territorial Brass from Phoenix, Arizona in the United States. Don, thank you so much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks very much. And I should have mentioned, actually, that the first two pieces we heard were from the soundtrack of the documentary La Mera Frontera in 1996. Now, the next piece of music is The Bell of Cincinnati March. It was composed in 1896 and was inspired by a Mississippi steamboat that had this name, the Bell of Cincinnati, and that was from the composer's earlier life in St. Louis. Thank you. of Cincinnati March, composed in 1896 by Achille LaGuardia, father of New York Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia. Now, that piece and the next one were recorded in 1991, so back when the band was reasonably new, or reasonably young, actually. And let's have one more piece. Actually, we've got two more pieces. We've got a long, few pieces this podcast. But first, let's hear what's on next week's podcast.
This is Doug Miner from the West Bay Community Band. Listen to us next week on Brasscast.
Indeed. That will be out next Sunday, which is the 11th of May. But this week, we're listening to the Territorial Brass from the USA. Now, for music that comes from the pen of George Frederick Handel, it's See the Conquering Hero Comes. And this was performed by the Tucson Cornet Band in 1882 as General Sherman was arriving by train from Tombstone. It's arranged by the tuba player once again, Paul Green, from the Territorial Brass. See the Conquering Hero Comes, performed by the Tucson Cornet Band. Performed by the Territorial Brass. It was originally performed by the Tucson Cornet Band in 1882. And that was arranged by Paul Green of Territorial Brass this time. Now, the music, four of the five pieces of today's podcast appear on the CD called Distant Horns, Volume 1 and 2, The Brass Band Era in the Old West. The only one that's not on the CD is Ragtime Cowboy Joe. But if you're interested in finding out more about the CD or ordering it, you can order it online at www.cafepress.com/tbrass. Now we have one more piece, and it's a well-known Mexican march, Zacatecas, which, as I said before, my pronunciation might be a bit off in this, but hopefully you'll recognise the music and enjoy it. Zacatecas by, well, actually, I don't know who it was by, but it's a well-known Mexican march, and it was recorded by the Territorial Brass, this week's featured band on Brasscast. And that was the final piece in the podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I know I've certainly enjoyed listening to it. Quite interesting band to have on the podcast. If you'd like to find out more about them, go to their website. It's territorialbrass.com. If you have any comments about the podcast, please send Peter and I an email. Brasscast@gmail.com is our email address. So next week, as you might have heard before, we have the West Bay Community Brass Band from the USA. And I guess they're from the USA, so I should have looked at that before. And after that, we've got a few more bands lined up. But if you want to be part of the podcast, please send us an email now so we can get the ball rolling. Email us again to the same address, brasscast@gmail.com. On behalf of Peter Ryan and myself, Lucas Burns, I thank you for listening.